TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody's favorite web gems coming up here in about 15 minutes. With myself. But we'll dance down into the SEC. We're kind of talking about teams with resumes and how good they look and how good they might be. You know, dare I give you the 13th ranked Texas Longhorns.
Why?
This is one of the weirdest things in the entire world. Here is Texas' great resume. They beat Oklahoma with a broken hand, John Mateer. Yeah. Congratulations. You lost to Florida. Who's Florida's head coach right now? Not Billy Napier. The Vanderbilt win this weekend was nice.
And it's better than a 34-31 win.
Yes. The Vanderbilt, you know, I'm talking on the YouTube chat over here with some of the crew over there, and we're talking about style points in college football, and an unfortunate reality is that style points do matter in college football. And that score may not look good, like your point, Danny, 34-31. They blew the doors off them. That is an eyeball test that Texas passed.
Yeah, Texas said, all right, pack it up, we're good.
But I don't see this as a jumping off point, no, and Sark's all of a sudden got it figured out down there.
Is this a top 25 team? Yeah, it's a top 25
totally.
Team. Fine.
I'm fine with it.
But top 15? I don't know, man.
That feels like the Vanderbilt praise was bigger than it should have been,
yeah.
And you still want it to be bigger than it should have been. Look, Vandy's a nice team. Pavia's fun. They're great, you know. What the coaching staff is doing at Vanderbilt is
Clark
awesome.
Is a great coach.
Is awesome. And if they lose three games this year, chalk that up on the board.
9-3 Vandy?
Year.
Hell yeah.
Great
now,
year.
Texas is going to go to Georgia this weekend.
They're going
to
get Kirby'd hard.
Between the hedges.
This ball is completed or the clock is running.
There we go. My bad.
It's all right. They are going to – nobody's taking them to dinner. There's no lubrication.
Nope.
This is just raw dogging it and
– because Georgia needs this too.
Georgia needs it bad. Georgia needs it bad. Because, you know, you want to talk about how crazy rankings are. How is Georgia ranked ahead of Alabama?
Are they ahead?
Oh, are they not ahead? Am I stupid here? I was just looking at it, and then I moved.
They're right next to each other. I just can't remember the order now.
I can't remember the order.
No, Bama's in front.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But
by the way, ESPN's matchup predictor has it 47-53, Georgia-Texas. They have it as a near pick 'em in there.
There's
in their
no way. No way.
I don't see that.
I remember.
I'm not a Gunnar Stockton fan, but no.
I remember this is probably 3 years ago. I don't know why, but I was texting Dusty Hera.
Mm.
I was texting him randomly watching a Red River rivalry. Sorry, I have to say that slowly. And we were laughing about the fact that Texas couldn't even be back for half of a game before they ended up getting blown out. I think Spencer Rattler was on Oklahoma, young Quinn Ewers on Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of how I feel about this Texas team. The TV wants me to think Texas is back so bad. So bad. Okay, you have a nice win against Vanderbilt. You got out of Starksville by the hair of your chinny chin chin. You got out of Kentucky by the hair of your chinny chin chin. You beat Oklahoma with a busted hand on John Mateer, and you lost to Florida. That's the last 5 weeks of your life. And you're going to tell me that this is a pick'em game at Georgia?
Between the hedges. That's where I get this. I'm like, at Georgia? I want to follow up real quick.
Kirby Smart just did what he's been doing all year, and you get to the fourth quarter and you think you're going to win, you lose.
Talking about where teams where they are, I reached out to Dave Bartu, College Football Matrix, fan of the show, the god. I asked him, talk to me about Indiana, why I should love them. He said, no reason not to love them. I said, data backs them up in talent and coaching? He says, not in talent, no. Mid-30s recruiter, but Sig is on one of the greatest coaching runs of my lifetime. They have the number 5 offense, number 3 defense, and number 1 opponent-adjusted total scoring efficiency.
They're good.
They are a wagon.
They are good.
Wagon.
And Texas is not.
You either are or you aren't, and I think in the old college football era, like, you knew who was who. The Kirby teams, the Saban teams, the Les Miles going into Coach O. Like, the
Dabo Clemson.
Dabo Clemson, Pete at USC.
Chris Peterson at UW.
Mac at Texas. Like, yeah. When those teams were the teams.
Chip Kelly at Oregon.
You just, well, no.
I think they went to a natty. What are you talking about?
Win.
Oh, God.
Win.
We're not doing this again.
Every coach just named.
We're not doing this
every
again.
Every coach just named one a natty.
Well,
not Chris Peterson.
No, but I'm talking about, like, you are that team. Like, that era is gone.
Right.
That era is gone.
I agree.
But there is still an element of you're one of them ones. Now, the one of them ones is maybe one of them 8.
Yeah.
One of them 9. Right.
And eyeball test still matters.
But, and that's the thing is, that's what I was getting to. I don't watch Texas and go, I'm scared of you.
Nope, there's nothing I see. I like that defense.
Sure. But Dave underperformed.
But I used to love it.
Yes.
And now I just kind of like it.
And that to me is what makes this college football season so interesting and so fun and so chaotic. Is because there isn't that one. And I know some people be like, you know, college football has become professional and all this kind of things. It has. Because we talk about this in the NFL. Anybody, we just talked about the Packers losing to the Panthers and Bryce Young threw for 100 yards. You can have Vanderbilt
Jaden Maiava just beat Nebraska on the road with 9 completions.
One of the worst quarterback games I've ever seen from a USC quarterback. But Haynes King goes for 500 total yards and 4 touchdowns and loses because their defense can't stop a freaking runny nose.
Yep. Took a last minute field goal to beat Clemson.
Like, it's just. There's just so much in college football right now, but, like, when you look around, this is maybe weird to say, but we talked about the best resumes in college football. Like, in the top 10, who are the teams that you trust the most? Right now, I can't believe I'm saying this. I trust Indiana the most.
If we're talking about this.
I'm talking about right now, not, like, who they've been, not who the coach has been. Like, success in the past. Right now, I trust Indiana the most.
I trust Indiana the most. And honestly, when a playoff starts, you know who might be number 2? This might be controversial. It might be Marcus Freeman.
Yeah. Because when you're talking about identities.
Their losses are ranked losses in the first 2 weeks of the season.
And
on the road to Miami and against Texas A&M, who's currently undefeated and third in the nation.
And Notre Dame, for their warts, they know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They told USC, buckle up, we're running the ball. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And USC didn't. That's what Notre Dame has done to everybody. And CJ Carr has made enough plays this year to where they've been good enough.
I think you have to give Kirby credit. He's got a Bama problem, but I think you have to put Kirby
in
that list.
For sure. But, like...
But Lane? This incarnation of an Oregon team,
Yeah.
Julian Sain, I know somebody was mentioned on the YouTube chat. Julian Sain's numbers are great, but my eyeballs don't love it.
No.
My eyeballs don't love it.
And they've played nobody.
Alabama scares me with DeBoer. It just, I know he's great.
See, I'm on the other side.
And I don't know if it's the Husky hate in me. But
it is.
He makes me nervous all the time. I don't trust BYU or Texas Tech because I don't trust anybody in the Big 12. Texas Tech doesn't have a quarterback anymore.
When was the last time we were 9 weeks into the season and we're like,
Don't even get started on the Heisman chase.
You
have it. No, you have it. No, you have it.
Like, you had guys this weekend who were prime in a position. Let's say Haynes King, they win that game, and he has that game.
Oh, those are crooked numbers, as you always say, dude. Those are Heisman numbers.
You have to have those, and nobody has them with the wins in the production. Like, I mean, nobody has them.
I mean, even Mendoza's numbers weren't great this weekend.
They ran up the score and said, all right, see you later, bye.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. It's fun. I love it. I love it. Because every week's like, oh.
We'll take a pause on college football. We'll slide in to Web Gems next. You're in this situation. Do you do it? Because I think my answer is no. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.